You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Things are about to get a little meta. What's the inner dialogue of a scientist who studies brain development in children and is also the mom of two small kids and therefore in charge to some large extent of their brain development?
I probably overanalyze what I do. Did I do the right thing? Did I get the most brain development I could have during that time? Did I teach them the most I could in terms of regulating their behaviors? Is there something I could do differently? What does the science say? And then how do I put that into practice? So yeah, I'm constantly doing that.
Sarah Allen is a pediatric neuropsychologist at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Her son Carter is 3, her daughter Juliana is 4. She loves her work, she loves her kids, and at home, she can happily combine her mom and scientist skills to foster what she calls executive skills.
When we say thinking, we're really talking about those executive skills because it's how you use your brain. We call it the CEO of a brain. It decides what goes first, what's allowed out, what's allowed in. So it's about the front of the brain, the frontal lobe, and teaching the brain how to regulate itself.
One way to build these skills is to ask a lot of questions rather than telling kids what to do next. Allen says the holiday season offers a lot of opportunities to practice this.
One of our traditions is to bake a different kind of cookie each week from Thanksgiving through the holidays. Baking is actually a really good one for executive skill building, and that's where you get to say, you know, what order are we going to bake things in? How do we get everything out on the table? What comes first? Do we pour the chocolate chips in first, or do we put the butter in first? Do we put them in the oven first, or do we have to do something first? So that's really good for sequencing and kind of putting things in that different order. All right, what do we need to do now?
Make cookies.
Why do we start?
Yeah.
Okay, now, who knows? Do we know what goes in first? You think that one goes first, the flour?
Uh-huh.
Well, how would I know if I wasn't sure? What could I look at?
The ingredients.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. Do
you know what this is called in the back here?
Yes.
What's it called?
Chocolate chips.
They are chocolate chips, and it has a recipe on it.
Flour goes first. Chocolate chips.
I bet you would want to do them right now, wouldn't you? I could tell them, this goes first, this goes second, this goes third, but now Juliana is thinking about what goes last and what comes in the middle, and that's a really big frontal lobe skills. That's all about executive skills, to be able to sequence those events. So then when she goes to plan an assignment, when she's in her kindergarten class and she needs to do her alphabet worksheet, she can decide, oh, I'm going to do this I'm going to put my name on it first, and then I'm going to do this worksheet, and then I'm going to do the last question last, and that gives her a sense of what order to do things.
I remember we talked about doing that last time, right?
Uh-oh.
Putting it in. It's okay. You can keep trying. See how it falls out? So see how you could get it in the bowl. Maybe if you turned it. What do you think? Not always perfect.
They're delicious.
Because you spill it everywhere.
Like that?
Yeah.
It took me a while to not want to maintain control over this cooking experiment, but they do come out.
Now?
Yeah, I know you want to put it right in, but it's really important that you wait a minute. Why is it important that he waits, Jules?
Otherwise, because you actually can't make cookies and you get messed up.
Right, they'll get messed up if we don't wait. So it's important that he says,
there's a concept called productive failure, and that's actually how kids learn the best. So they need to try and fail before they can succeed. So this is just a way of doing that. If the cookies don't come out, then they've failed and they'll try again. And they learn better, as you heard her say, you know, the cookies won't come out if we don't do that. That's very meaningful to her. Turn it this way.
I will.
Well, I'm older than him, so I can see
it. I think so. It gets very messy sometimes, and you have to allow the mess. You have to allow the mistakes and allow the mess. That's hard as a parent to do.
Oops. What do you think? Are these going to be good cookies or great cookies?
Great cookies.
Great cookies.
Sarah Allen is a pediatric neuropsychologist and studies brain development at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Her kids Carter and Juliana are 3 and 4. So, of course, I had to try this at home with my kids, who are 4 and 6, and, well... A classic case of productive failure. You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott.